Welcome back to Looking Back to the Past. Today's podcast is brought to you by History Geek. History Geek is an app that helps you buy history books, podcasts, magazines, articles, etc. in the easiest way possible. Simply search the history outlet of your choosing into the search engine, and the options with the best prices will pop up. Make your selection and you're all set to get your nose back into history. So make sure you go to the Google Play Store or Apple App Store and download this amazing app ASAP and make sure you are getting the best prices. And now, let's get on with today's history lesson. I'm sure we've all heard of the Cold War, but do all of us truly understand the impacts that this decade-long war, undeclared war, had on the world as we know it today? Well, if not, let me first give you some context. The US and Russia had previously been allies in World War II, as they had to join forces with Britain in order to defeat the Nazis and Hitler. However, the US faced much less economic and political hardship once the war had ended because they only had joined in the tail end of the war, once most of the fighting had already been done for them. With this uneven loss in either country, relations between the Soviet Union and US grew tense. To nations such as Russia and Britain, it seemed that the US was claiming to be the reason the war was won. This angered them because Russia and Britain had been in the war long before them and were hit with the worst of Hitler and his allies' attacks. On top of this growing rivalry between the Soviet Union and US was a growing competition to spread one's own country's political ideology around the world. The Soviet Union and the US both wanted to take advantage of the fact that there were many new independent states emerging around the world in need of economic and political stability. The US offered assistance to the nations wanting to embrace democracy, and the Soviet Union offered assistance to nations wanting to embrace communism. This would seem like an uncomplicated situation at first. However, in places such as Vietnam and Cuba, they did not simply choose democracy or communism. This created a divide among their citizens, leading to the Vietnam War and Cuban Missile Crisis. Conflict between the US and Soviet Union grew more tense as both sides were pushing for the opposite ideology to take over in that state, with the goal in mind of keeping the other's ideology contained. Now, with this simple introduction to such a complicated topic, it would be easy to assume that everything that just happened was just plain bad. And in most cases, you'd probably be right in saying that. After all, it led to the creation of some of the most dangerous weapons to date and the deaths of millions of people in Korea, Vietnam, Cuba, and many more countries. And while nothing can make up for these losses that resulted from the Cold War, there are some undeniable positive outcomes which have played a major role in why the world is what it is today. Here to unpack this idea a little bit more is historian Dr. John John. Welcome to the show, Dr. John John. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. So where'd you get your PhD?
Well, I got my PhD from Harvard University with an emphasis on history of imperialism and post-colonialism.
So very smart and accomplished, clearly.
You can say that, I guess.
Humble, too. So what could you tell us about the positives that came from the Cold War?
While there are only a few, they were very impactful nonetheless. One of the most influential, in my opinion, would be the Civil Rights Movement. You see, with all the United States' effort to spread democracy abroad, they failed to improve and guarantee it for those at home. Black Americans still had very little representation in the government, and they struggled to get their ballots in during election times without opposition and racism.
Ah, I see now. So it was hypocritical to be promising the benefits of democracy to people who didn't even belong to the country when they weren't even providing the basic descriptors of the political system to their own people.
That's exactly it. And this was sort of a big push for the African American community who had faced discrimination since the beginning of the United States history. And while the Cold War was not the only reason for the Civil Rights Movement, this was a large push which prompted protests around the nation, demanding rights for African Americans, and desegregation. On top of that, the Soviet Union took this situation and used it to create propaganda against the United States. They made 1,400 commentaries which highlighted the U.S.'s violation of rights. To the newly independent states who were deciding on whether or not to accept the U.S.'s help, this was a clear indication that they did not care about people of color or upholding their rights, and many decided to stop communicating with them.
So did this prompt the U.S. to make any changes to their system?
It most certainly did. With all the bad publicity and protests at home, they had to make some improvements, and this can be seen in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibited discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin.
Okay, I think I'm beginning to understand how all of this connects to the Cold War. It's because the competition between the U.S. and Soviet Union spread democracy or communism was one of the direct causes of the civil rights movement.
That's exactly right, too. But the civil rights movement is not the only positive outcome of the Cold War. It also played a large role in the push to solve problems peacefully. You see, the civil rights movement had a large emphasis on peaceful protests, especially because of one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches where he said, "I believe that everyone has a duty to be both in the civil rights and peace movements. But for those who are presently choosing one, I would hope they would finally see the moral roots are common to both." And obviously, this quote from Martin Luther King did not single-handedly stop violence, but it certainly caused a large population of the U.S. to feel less positively about solving problems violently.
Was this the only reason there grew an emphasis on peace?
You could also make a connection to the creation of new, extremely deadly bombs and weapons. Both the U.S. and the Soviet Unions were aware of the fact that if they did use these weapons, they could end up destroying the whole planet. With this in mind, they often opted to find alternative routes to solve their disputes. Now, I did just mention the weapons that were engineered during this time, and that leads me to my next positive outcome of the Cold War, and that would be the new technology that was created. While the bombs were created in order to cause mass death and destruction, they were real evidence of how far the world had come in their understanding of chemistry, biology, and physics. Had the U.S. and Soviet Union not been competing in the arms race, there would have been no reason to put so much time and research into the understanding of these areas of science.
Would you happen to know any specific accomplishments which came from the creation of the nuclear weapons?
Well, I'd say that the successes they had in creating such destructive weapons also helped to make huge advancements in agricultural and medical industries. The new understanding they gained from creating bombs helped scientists to create over 2,000 new inventions, including kidney dialysis machines, CAT scanners, dry food, and air filters. The space race between the U.S. and Soviet Union is also evidence of the progress in science and technology that directly resulted from the Cold War.
And what specific technology came from the space race?
Well, the Soviet Union created Sputnik in 1957. They launched the 184-pound satellite into Earth's orbit in order to let the U.S. know that they were winning the race. But that didn't just guarantee them the win, because both sides were racing to get the first man to the moon.
Ah, yes, the Apollo mission in 1969.
Yes. The U.S. managed to put the first man on the moon in 1969 with the Apollo mission. The trip not only showed the Soviet Union of the U.S.'s capabilities, but also provided NASA with an abundance of scientific information and lunar samples.
So without the Cold War, these two nations would not have made so much progress in the scientific field at such a fast pace, had there not been such a massive push to beat the other side in these competitions.
That's how I see it, at least.
That is a very optimistic outlook on the whole situation. Would you have any more positives that came from the Cold War?
You could look at the situation from an economic standpoint, because at the beginning of the war, the Nixon Doctrine was created, calling for the U.S. to take troops out of China and only return for nuclear threats. This allowed the U.S. to open up more trade negotiations with China. In addition to that, the U.S. was growing more dependent on automobiles, which created a need for a national highway system. With the threat of nuclear war at any moment, this helped to make the U.S. more mobile, and that eventually led to increased suburbanization and lower housing prices nationwide. Or you could look at it in terms of globalization. The Cold War had caused both the U.S. and the Soviet Union to seek out states who might convert to their political ideology. They provided aid and protection to states who accepted it, which helped those nations become politically and economically stable after emerging as independent states in the aftermath of the World War II. The U.S. and Soviet Union's aid also created a more interconnected world and led to the development of organizations and treaties which focus on preventing similar conflicts as the Cold War between nations. NAFTA was a great example. It includes the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And now it's the U.S. Free Trade Agreement, but it ensures free trade between these nations.
These are perfect examples of the positives of the Cold War. And while it was not the sole reason for all these events and outcomes, it did play a major role in prompting them. The Cold War helped to push forward the civil rights movement, and that helped create an emphasis on peaceful resolutions to problems. Not only that, but it also installed a competition between the U.S. and Soviet Union, which fostered the creation of things like the Sputnik satellite or missions to get the first man on the moon. It stimulated the economy and helped create a more connected community of nations around the world. With all this in mind, it is clear that while the Cold War was a horrible period of the world's history full of death and destruction, there was still some good that came from it. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. John. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
I'll catch you history nerds in the next podcast, and thanks for listening.